What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Q&A show, July 16th. Loving all the questions, guys. Thank you all so much. Let's get into them. Young Bibby says, do you think WWE missed a boat on not having a feud or match between Jericho and Nakamura? For some reason, I've always wanted to see that match. Well, yeah, kind of, but WWE would have found a way to fumble it. Man, that's the sad thing. Anytime somebody says, did they miss the boat? Well, inevitably, they probably would have just screwed it up anyway, and it would have been something really stupid and trivial. I don't know that Nakamura has had a really juicy, good, great storyline since he's been there. And if he has, I sure as hell can't remember it. I see people online complaining about Sasha and Bayley, easy for me to say, being overexposed and burying the division, holding back talent. But do these people not realize Sasha and Bayley spent 2 years on Raw putting over Alexa as champion? Well, also, Sasha is putting over Bayley all the time. They're putting over each other. They're putting over Asuka. If Kyrie wasn't going to win, if Kyrie was going to win by DQ last week, she just should have won. But Kyrie beat Sasha. Technically, Sasha put over Io Shirai. I mean, it's not as transparent as it seems, but Sasha Banks has been heavily protected. Bayley's been heavily protected. And you know what that leads to? A match between two heavily protected people. You ain't going to hear me bitching. They're the best thing on WWE right now. If Dolph Ziggler didn't get injured during his world title run, how do you think his career or reign would have wound up? Well, it looked like he was already going to lose it back to Del Rio and they were going to feud and all that, but that's sort of the million-dollar question for him and probably the difference in him making $1 million and not. But here's the thing. It was a very Kennedy situation where it's like, oh, you know, he lost the title because he missed maybe a month of action. And then after that, he was back full-time and he was rocking and he was off to the races again. They messed up not doing a longer Big E storyline. They kept the Del Rio thing going for a while, and then they went into the Big E thing. But it really should have been Big E that cost him the championship, and then they went into a long feud there. And instead, he was directionless. I would have been okay with him having a 2 or 3 month championship reign. It was more about the moment, and that should have been used to, one, catapult Dolph Ziggler into the main event, then take it from him so you can keep him over, but have Big E take it from him and establish him as a big top-level talent. Someone says, where do you submit questions to? I'm new here. I'll post the Q&A thing. It'll say SRS Q&A questions. You just ask him in there. Are the teases of a Cedric heel turn to align with MVP going to end up with MVP's stable, or is it just fantasy booking? Here's the thing. Normally, I would think it's fantasy booking and it's just them creating a feud. But Vince McMahon, to my knowledge, has never had any extended plans for Cedric and Ricochet, either singularly or collectively. That's the long and short of it. So it's hard for me, knowing that, and the people that I spoke to that gave me that information would know, it's hard for me to imagine that Vince McMahon specifically has any real direction for Cedric Alexander. Now, maybe that's changed. We've seen his opinion on people change in the past, but that, it's hard for me to really gauge that. Maybe they're just being used to prop up MVP and Lashley. Have there been any tensions in the locker room over working with Matt Riddle since the accusations? Not that I've heard. Someone asks if there's any update on a second show for AEW, assuming it's on hold because of the pandemic. I think that it is on hold due to the pandemic, but they do have some stuff planned. It's going to be an hour, and he talked about it on the Bischoff show, as I just saw in the comments below. But yeah, there are plans. Hunter says, what do we know about the Blood and Guts match in AEW? Do you think it still needs to be Elite versus Inner Circle when it returns? No. That ship has sailed. You don't got to do that. I barely think of the Inner Circle as an entity right now. But the Elite will be long gone by then. They'll be split to some degree. Hangman Page ain't going to be there. But it's basically a War Games match, I believe. I'm starting to hear a lot more about Warhorse overall. What should I know about him and his character? You should know that he rules ass. he is among this great new crop of independent talent. Because when AEW came around, a lot of people said, who are going to be the guys? Who are going to be the ones that take over the independent circuit? And it's doing real well. I mean, for what's there. I mean, you got Brian Pillman Jr. still out there, Warhorse, Danhausen, AJ Gray. You got Kylie Rae back on the indies doing stuff. You've got Alley Cat, Jody Threat. There are a lot of really good indie talents out there. Eric Stevens is still around. I see Jake Something still doing stuff on the indies, even though he's with TNA or Impact. Ugh. Yeah, he's a member of this great new crop of independent talents that actually have some experience behind them as well. Aiden says, I'll put money down on that Otis is swinging in and coming out the winner at the Swamp match. Put the gold on Otis. Well, he could cash in there. He could. But that match is not for the title, so he would have to interrupt that, so to speak. Do you think CM Punk's heart will ever be into a comeback? Or if it will, maybe just a money grab? No, I think he's past wrestling, and I think if he did it, it'd be a money grab. Early prediction on a SummerSlam main event. I think it'll be Sasha and Bayley. Rob LaPica says, what happens to the Never Six-Man Tags match since Evil is currently a champion with other LIJ members? Oh, man. Maybe they go square to hell? Those are trash titles, man. They've never meant anything. Never meant anything. And it's a bummer. It's a bummer because they got so many goddamn matches on that show. So many goddamn matches on that show. At any given time, when there's an audience there, they never do it justice. And to me, I think it would be kind of funny if he still defended the titles with them because he's a triple champion. Or if they're facing Bullet Club and he costs it or something like that. I think that'd be good. Who from the recently released do you see popping in where in the coming weeks or days? I think Eric Young, Anderson Gallows, EC3, maybe even Slater and Kurt Hawkins would be an impact. I think Ryder will take his time and work on his YouTube channel. Deanna, obviously an impact. I think Tenere Conti should probably end up making an AEW appearance on Dark or something. I thought Drake Maverick would end up going to Impact Wrestling otherwise. I think Rusev will end up in New Japan Pro Wrestling whenever it is that they head back. Who else? Sarah Logan obviously taking time off. If I were AEW, I would sign Leo Rush yesterday. I would address his attitude issues or perceived, and I would handle those. I don't know where Aiden English ends up. Honestly, maybe Ring of Honor. Primo and Epico, they'll hang out in Puerto Rico. It would not shock me if Eric Rowan doesn't wrestle again. Mike and Maria, Ring of Honor. No Way Jose, I think, can be a standout on the indies. He'll have to show the work there, but I think that he could do very good stuff there. Tino Sabatelli, we'll see. Curtis Axel, I wouldn't even know. Wouldn't even know where he's going to go. Cassius Ohno will go wherever the hell he wants to go. Have you heard any internal concerns within WWE about declining ratings? Yeah, all the time. I mean, there are a lot of people that are worried about being Vince McMahon's next scapegoat, quite frankly. Do any WWE wrestlers want out over how COVID was handled by Vince? No, I haven't heard anybody that wants out. I know that there are some that have raised concerns, but generally they'll just stay home because they'll still get paid. And WWE's not going to be like, oh, you have to come back to work during this. Reed says, what are yours and other journalists' overall thoughts on Evil winning the New Japan Cup, joining Bullet Club, winning both top titles? Does it seem like a really crazy decision? Yeah, but here's my thing, and this is what I've been saying. I'm open to New Japan doing something this crazy and this out of left field because traditionally their booking has not failed me. I can remain optimistic in them doing something wild and different because I know that in the end, it's going to lead to something probably pretty good, if not great. And look at Bullet Club now. AJ Styles left. Here's the thing. Finn Balor left. Everybody was like, oh, what's going to happen? Well, they added Young Bucks, AJ Styles. They were never hotter. He leaves. They add Kenny Omega. He leaves. They add Jay White. And then you think, oh, well, yeah, it's probably cooled down now. It's been almost 2 years. Nope, they add the new IWGP Heavyweight Champion. And now Bullet Club is rocking with Evil, Jay White, Taiji Ishimori, the Tongans, for the love of God, Dick Togo, and there's a real good chance Anderson and Gallows are going to be in there before long, whenever they're able. I think that it's good. I'm open to it. Any word on how the experience went overall with actual fans in attendance for New Japan shows? I heard it was fine. Now, granted, there was a bit of a language barrier there, but I heard it was fine. Jonathan said, when and how do Omega split and feud? I mean, just basic miscommunication. And then Paige. Here's the thing. I think that Paige should be the babyface. Omega should be the heel. Because that's a team that people like, and people like Hangman Page right now. Kenny Omega, I think, has it in him to be that bastard again. I really do. I think that he could be the guy that splits up this beloved team and sends them in that direction. Who would go over in that feud? I don't know. Common sense would say Hangman Page, because they can make Omega a top guy whenever they want. After the last SmackDown, Bruce, who booked this shit? Well, Bruce and Vince did. Do you think Jay White or Kenta will start a new stable when they come back to Japan? I do look for a power struggle. Shit, I forgot about Kenta being there. So there's a good chance that we're looking at a depth chart of Bullet Club with Evil at the top, Jay White right underneath, Kenta right underneath, Tama Tonga right underneath that, and Tonga Loa is in there somewhere. And then Taiji Ishimori. Jesus, man. Jesus, dude. That is unbelievable. What a crew that is right now. Just looked at your contract statuses on Fightful, and Suzuki isn't on there. Do you know if he signed a new deal this year? I'll do you guys a favor to save you a question. If they aren't listed on the contract article, I do not know what the situation with their contract is. Straight up. Also, if you just search our search bar, that'll save you one too. Do you think AEW's video game will lead more towards 2K or Fire Pro? I think the gameplay will be more like Fire Pro, but it'll look more like 2K, if that makes any sense to you. So, probably more in the spirit of a revenge, no mercy something, I think. Do you think Evil is the transitional champion to give the belts to Okada or Ibushi without having to face the fan backlash of them pinning Naito? No, because Evil just beat Naito. So, I mean, and that was... there was some backlash there. There were some people that don't like that, man. Genetics Music says, seems like WWE is taking the IC title more seriously. Do you see it becoming the workhorse title for SmackDown? Yes, I do. And it should, because that show needs something. Needs something. And workhorses are probably what they need. I've always told my wrestling buddies that the women's division needs a mid-card title. Do you think they could pull off two mid-card titles? One that can go cross-brand between Raw and SmackDown, and one separately for the NXT women. Quite frankly, I thought the NXT UK Women's Championship should have been that. It should have been the Women's European Championship. And it could go wherever the hell you wanted, but I'd get them not doing it. Quite frankly, I think right now, Shayna winning the 24/7 title should put them there. That's what I think. No, I don't think that their creative can handle two mid-card titles. I don't know that they can handle one. But maybe it's like the Women's Inter-Brand Championship or something. I'm just spitballing here. Something that gives them an excuse to jump brands. With Vince and company buying Evolve, do you see them using it as their new developmental center like NXT used to be? Or did they buy it to secure the video library? I'd say the video library, But it would not shock me to see, like, some shows branded as Evolve shows, like on Largo Loops and shit like that. But, I mean, then again, the NXT name is worth a hell of a lot more there than the Evolve name. Who do you think Sasha and Bayley will drop the titles to and when? I think either the Riot Squad or Raquel and Dakota, and I think it'll be in August. Like, early to mid-August. Who do you think wins the Knockouts number one contenders gauntlet at Slammiversary? My bet is on Kylie. If Deonna wins the belt, the division is so stacked, I could see most anyone winning. Well, I'm personally expecting them to bring the Knockouts tag titles back. And that would have been easier for them to do if Tessa stayed around, because she could have helped anchor the singles. But really, like, Taya is the only one that I see as a realistic option. It's maybe Madison Rayne. Ugh. But Kylie's got the thing with Susie going. I would love for it to be Kylie. I think she's got star written all over her. Who do you see walking out Impact World Champion? I think it'll be like EC3. I really do. And he did not tell me anything about Impact Wrestling, on or off the air. How come WWE never pulled the trigger on main event babyface Sami Zayn? I feel like he has some intangible quality as Daniel Bryan and Becky Lynch. Well, he was never as over as either one of them. All due respect to him. He's an amazing performer. He's great. But he was never as over as them. So that's probably why. What is an example of a time when WWE creative team really disagreed unanimously against a decision Vince decided to make? I don't want to say unanimously, but after whenever Roman won the title, Vince specifically wanted AJ Styles, and I don't know that they all disagreed, but they were surprised that it happened like that, and Vince said, nope, he's our guy, that's where we're going. Why are Beth and Mauro the only commentators doing commentary at home? I do not have a good answer for that. I don't know, and more should. New Japan has shown a willingness to put secondary titles on people who are only there part-time, like Jericho and Moxley. Is it conceivable they would ever put their heavyweight title on a part-timer? Yeah, his name is Brock Lesnar. So definitely. And it didn't work out great for them. From my understanding, New Japan fans typically don't like the more American-type heel that cheats, which is why Bullet Club was able to get so over. Is wrestling seen as more of an actual sport in Japan as opposed to entertainment in America? Yes, it is, but everybody is they're smartened up. They know. It's just they're okay with it. They're not nearly as jaded, and they shouldn't be. Aiden says, so Sunny has been arrested for multiple alleged offenses, including hiding from police officers. She was released, but arrested again later. These are not serious charges. I don't think that happened. I think they're trying to revoke her parole. Is there any chance Impact might pick her up after a couple years clean? No, there's zero chance. Zero chance. Is there hope for this poor woman? There's hope for almost everybody. But Tammy Sitch is a shitty person right now. A really shitty person. So, I mean, not much more I can say about that. She's a shitty person. Any shot we see Charlotte return when Randy punts Rick and we get Charlotte versus Orton somewhere? Not a chance in fuck. Brennan says, Hangman's well on his way to being one of the biggest stars, not only in AEW, but wrestling as a whole. Does he get over as much as he is now if he beats Jericho for the title? Nope. And the reason is, that first press conference, they had him come out and say, I want to be AEW champion. I want to be the first AEW champion. And you know what? At that point, a year and a half ago, we all knew the drill. Anybody with any real perception skills or just basic comprehension knew what it was. It's like, okay, Hangman Page is their buddy. Who's their buddy? The Elite's buddy. Because if Cody or Omega or the Bucks put themselves in the top spot, then they're going to get the accusations of, oh, well, you're booking yourself as champion. Well, we've not seen them as champions. At least AEW World Champions. But everybody knew that that was the Hangman deal. So it wasn't until like later in the summer that people, I thought, really thought that Jericho could win the title. And I didn't think he would. I think they would see that as too much of like a retread type of thing, but it wasn't. It was great. So, yeah, he, quite frankly, he has done amazing. Rhetorical question, how fucking good are Bayley and Sasha? They are one of the only reasons I'm excited to watch WWE programming regardless of the show. They are amazing. I feel fortunate that I get to watch them right now. It's not groundbreaking stuff. They're following a pretty good formula. They're just so good at it. Predictions for the next batch of NXT call-ups. Oh man, how the hell should I know? The last batch was like Vanessa Bourne, Matt Riddle, Dominik Dijakovic, and Chelsea Green, half of which they never even used. There is no rhyme or reason to some of these. I think Aaliyah will be a part of it because she's been there forever. But that's really the extent. I honestly think Karrion Kross will get called up pretty quickly. So that would be my best bet. When do you think we get Lesnar Lashley? Whenever Lesnar's back, whether it be SummerSlam or shortly after that. To follow up on how good is Bayley and Sasha, with how entertaining they are, would you be okay with them waiting for their feud till fans come back? At this point, I think it's a win-win pick. Yes, I would. Yes, I would. And I know the whole thing is save it for SummerSlam, but they're really great. So I'd be okay with that. Velveteen Dream update. People backstage thought he was going to get fired a couple weeks ago, and then he had that car wreck, and I've heard absolutely, I don't want to say absolutely nothing. Heard more stories, but I can't really divulge that right now, and I haven't even followed up on it, but nothing involving the allegations or anything, but just, you hear something bad about that guy every single month, and it's unfortunate. How's the locker room morale given the decline in ratings and fan interest? Well, I mean, here's the thing. It's not ever a collective locker room morale. It's a bunch of individuals and people usually looking out for number one. So, I mean, people aren't thrilled with decline ratings, declining fan interest, but I really don't hear a lot of talk about ratings among wrestlers. I don't think wrestlers have ever talked to me about ratings. Maybe once. Piggybacking off of that, given the noticeable decline in WWE's popularity, does Vince just not care that fans are jaded towards his product? Is WWE in trouble? Well, he's making more money than ever, so he probably sees it as that. I can't put into words how that guy thinks. I cannot put myself in the mind of a billionaire because I am not one and I have never been one. I don't know what that guy cares about or what he doesn't care about. He clearly cares about the ratings because he's fired a lot of people over it in the past. How much longer do you expect the 24/7 championship to be around? It's time for it to go. I don't think it's time for it to go. I think it's time for it to get good creative. It needs somebody to care about it. It needs somebody dedicated to just that title and the stories around it and a list of people that are available for it, who they want in comedy stuff, who they want not. It ain't that hard, and you can make something fun out of it. Mark says, is there any truth to the rumor of Mandy and Sonya having a hair match at SummerSlam? Do you know of any plans for them at all? No plans right now because they're both off TV. But I had not heard of the hair versus hair match. Do you think the August 30th and bump being tomorrow? This was a question submitted yesterday. That Stephanie makes an announcement for Evolution 2. I did think she was going to. She did not. Jonathan says, can we take a second to marvel at how well AEW has handled the Omega Hangman team? Boy, that is a popular topic right now, and it's probably because they have. They took a guy who could have been ready-made, top guy, and then a guy who they wanted to be a top guy, but clearly just was not there, as far as the fans go. And they got them both there. They're both there. Omega probably has went down a little bit in that time, but the amount that Hangman Page has made up is just significantly higher. Just unreal. Is there a difference in attitude towards media between wrestlers you speak with at WWE and AEW? No, there is. I mean, AEW's PR is friendlier, but they have been unresponsive to us for quite a while for interview requests. We actually heard more from WWE about that lately, but not really. Everybody's their own. There's people in both companies that like us and don't like us. Is Brock going to get another title run? Is that what will keep him in the company? I don't think he cares about a title. He cares about money. That's it. Yeah, he'll get another title run. What was the first wrestling figure you remember owning? I had a Ted DiBiase wrestling buddy, but the first one I remember owning was probably Christmas 1990. I had like one of those big giant Lex Luger figures from, I think, Galoob, and I had their caged ring, and oh, it was so awesome. What wrestling film would you personally want to review if you were on the distraction? Well, it'd need to be one that I haven't seen because it'd be more exciting. Maybe Leprechaun Origins or Knucklehead, because I think those would be gleefully terrible. Tony Khan said in a recent interview he speaks with TNT on a daily or a weekly basis. That being said, if you could listen in on a call, would you prefer it be with AEW and TNT or WWE and USA? I would want to listen into AEW and TNT because WWE and USA have been in business for 35 years. I get the feeling those calls aren't so exciting anymore. Hunter says, guess we're pushing evil now. Who are some wrestlers you think can be the next top tier of New Japan? Ibushi, obviously, and I do enjoy a Sanada match. Hiromu Takahashi, Kota Ibushi, Seiya Sanada, probably Shingo Takagi, maybe. But those are the main ones that I look at as future top people. And none of them are big, giant guys. Have you given your thoughts on DDT before? What separates a transition DDT from a finisher DDT? Oh, the DDT. Well, it's my favorite wrestling move of all time. I used it as a finish for a while and some variants of it when I wrestled. But it's a matter of if it pins somebody or not. That's straight up it. If somebody gets it over and protects it, that's the difference between a transitional move and a finishing move. And I think that if people sold a little bit better, it could be a top finisher again. Especially if Jake Roberts hands it off to somebody. Ooh, yeah. What are your thoughts on a Shayna-Asuka feud heading into SummerSlam? I don't think it'll happen. I think Shayna will keep beating people up and winning. And then after Asuka gets her match with Kairi that she wants so bad, that then Shayna will get her match. I think she'll come in and destroy Kairi and write Kairi off TV and get her match as a result. Do you think Andrade and Garza will stay as a team for the foreseeable future, or will Garza get a singles push before the year is over? I don't think there are plans to break them up, but I still think that Garza gets a singles push before the year's over. Ugh, they just never do anything long-term, like with long eyes, so to speak. What direction would you steer Adam Cole and the rest of Undisputed Era now that they don't have any gold? I would have them downtrodden and depressed and actually losing for a little bit, before they get their reemergence, or maybe they find a fifth or a woman to add to Undisputed Era. I know they're like, oh no, there could never be. Yeah, there could be. Do you have any update on the release of Becky's 365? Are they waiting for her return to release it so they can add more content, or is it just not ready? I don't think it's ready. I think that they made some changes to it. I think. If you want the best match and best story, who would you pick to go against the Four Horsewomen in a 4-on-4, and who should be the heels? The Horsewomen got to be the babyfaces. To me, it would be a group of women that have been quote-unquote held down. I would have Ember Moon, for sure Ember Moon, Shayna Baszler, Bianca Belair, and probably Rhea Ripley. And I would actually have the people that I'd have the Four Horsewomen lose that match, and then things devolve, and that loss catapults them towards a WrestleMania main event of the Four Horsewomen all competing against each other. Did Buddy Murphy get lucky with getting his mini push last year, where people on the internet saw him walking in the background after Roman got attacked? I don't know. I think so, but I don't know. I don't know that for sure. There weren't any plans for him last year. And then just poof, he's off TV again after that. Once crowds are back, is there a chance Detroit can get a pay-per-view or takeover? Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't set up the scheduling for WWE, so I'm not the guy to ask that. Is it true that Vince has Hunter lined up to take over Raw and SmackDown? No. There are no plans in that regard. It is... Right now, it is Bruce and Vince, and that's pretty much it. When do you think Ronda Rousey returns? After she has a kid and a good amount of time after. She can return anytime in the next 10, 15 years. I mean, just whenever she wants. There's no, again, no timetable on that whatsoever. Is there any way we can get your interviews on the podcast feed? Most of the time I'm listening rather than watching, and it'd be much easier that way. Thanks again for all the select content. I can see about doing that, yes. If enough of you want it, I will. I usually don't do that because it'll be out publicly a few days after. But if you all want it, I'll do it. As of this moment, do you see Sasha and Bayley happening at SummerSlam or different plans? I think it happens at SummerSlam. Is there a ranking in the 18 to 49 demo that Raw can drop out of or drop to that will alert USA? Or are they comfortable being in the top five? I think they're comfortable being in the top five. I don't know how much they pay other shows for their content, but I would imagine they're pretty happy, all things considered, with what WWE does in those demos. Random question, but I remember a few weeks ago you mentioned on Twitter that you're watching the show Community. What did you think of it? Personally, one of my favorite shows. Well, I like Donald Glover a lot. I like Ken Jeong a lot. We were watching it as I set up my office. It's kind of like background noise, and I thought it was very funny. I loathe network sitcoms, and I enjoyed that. Here's my rule of thumb. If it's a network sitcom and it has a laugh track, it is fucking trash. Trash. Do you think the rumors are true regarding an Evolution 2 happening this year? I think that if they do an Evolution 2, they'll inform people as last minute as possible about it. I mean, within a few weeks, less than a month. What do you think about Undisputed Era debuting after SummerSlam and taking down Drew at the end of the show, a la what happened during their NXT debut? I like that idea, but I don't like what would follow. What would follow is the same shit that always follows with Undisputed Era. The babyface gets three random buddies, and they probably end up beating Undisputed Era. Otherwise, I think it'd be a good idea. I think it'd be kind of interesting if they played it as if Drew doesn't have any help. Because he pissed off Heath, he pissed off Dolph, he pissed off all of these people that used to be his friends. Speaking of Drew, do you know if he's getting blamed for the sinking ratings and they may end his championship run early? He's been champion for 100 days. People were saying they were going to end his championship reign early with Lashley, too. WWE does very, very good numbers as far as individual segments that people go out of their way to see with Drew McIntyre. Not the VIP lounge, but him and Heath Slater did like 2 million views. Like, there's a lot of stuff that doesn't do great, but he does really, really good. People go out of their way to see it. Almost all of his videos do like 1 million views. That's really good. So, I mean, it ain't his fault. It ain't the best guy on the roster's fault. Who do you think will be the one to beat Io Shirai for the NXT Women's title? I actually think it'll be a heel Rhea Ripley eventually. Just curious if you've heard how KO is regarded in the locker room among his peers. Is he considered to be one of the locker room leaders? So to speak, I haven't heard of him necessarily leading like a locker room charge, but he was very concerned about himself and others with the mask thing. I view Kevin Owens as a pretty good moral compass of what's going on in wrestling because others in that locker room have told me the same. Other people have said, he's a good dude. If he's really upset about something, you know there's probably a pretty good reason to be upset about that something. So I'm like, I look at that and I go, you know what? That says a lot. That not only do they respect him professionally, but they respect him personally. They respect him on that level to where if he's concerned about something, there's reason. Which promotion's heavyweight title would you say is the most prestigious right now? New Japan's or AEW's? Who should be the next challenger to Amanda Nunes? Well, the benefit of her is she has a featherweight championship and she has a bantamweight championship. So she gets her choice, effectively. You have Megan Anderson, who's won 2 fights in a row. She's won 3 out of 4. And that division is paper thin. And quite frankly, if Amanda Nunes beats her, then that's a wrap on the division. It's done. It's dead. Kill it. Go away. She's already beaten Holm. She's beaten Durandamy. Aspen Ladd has one win and one loss. You got Raquel Pennington, who's won 2 out of 3, but you don't want to go there. Irene Aldana has won 4 of 5. So I think it'll be either Megan Anderson or Irene Aldana, probably. Yeah. I think it'd be one of them. If Roman was around and was Universal Champion, how different would his booking and feuds be from Braun's current run? I'm not convinced they would be. I think they'd probably have him doing stupid shit with Bray Wyatt, too. I have no real confidence that WWE, even though since 2017 they've done better about booking Roman Reigns, I don't have any real confidence that they're going to do anything special with him. And that's a shame because he's a special talent. Any idea if there have been talks on running another King of the Ring tourney? I don't know if there's been talks, but I know that they've been pitched. So Queen of the Ring has been pitched in the past. Before somebody runs an article that says King of the or Queen of the Ring pitched recently. I don't know how far back. I just heard it was pitched at one point. But yeah, it's always a possibility. I think they should do it as a pay-per-view, as a special event. I mean, if they wanted to do it on Raw and SmackDown, that would make a lot of sense too. Winner gets a title shot. They're King of the Ring. Baron Corbin gets rid of that stupid fucking gimmick because he's not good at it. If you had to do a karaoke contest, what song are you picking? And would you have won that showdown on SmackDown? Yeah, I probably would have won because I'm great. But I'm picking that really shitty Battle Scars song or Battle whatever the hell it is that people pretended to like that Social Outcasts had. What would be your reaction if WWE did the unthinkable and had Dolph Ziggler win the championship at Extreme Rules? I'd be real disappointed, man. That'd be my reaction. I'd be real disappointed. Was the team of Bianca Belair and Ruby Riott a one-time thing until Liv comes back, or more of a permanent one? What would be a good name for their team? Oh, hell if I know. They wouldn't name them anything good, that's for sure. I don't have any confidence in them, obviously, but in the team, not in WWE, not the team. Oh, who knows? As far as they were not the plan to be the team. It was a plan for Liv to do it, but Liv's off TV. Who do you think would benefit more from turning heel and joining up with MVP stable, Cedric or Ricochet? Ricochet. I think they should Lex or Tatanka it where one is pointing the finger all the time. And yeah. Yeah. If WWE, or if you were to put together a WWE karaoke contest that would actually be good, who would you bring in? WWE? Nobody. I don't know. I don't know who can sing there. Scarlett Bordeaux. There you go. Scarlett Bordeaux. Chris Jericho. Frankie Kazarian, maybe? I don't know who else. Ugh. What do you do with Jericho now? I almost think having him lay low a bit before starting a big main event program would be best. But I don't think AEW can afford to not use him weekly. I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd legitimately have him film a couple of dark matches and have him do like a dark challenge and see if that moves the needle at all for dark. And quite frankly, if you re-aired the match the next night on Dynamite, I don't think a lot of people would complain about that. And then I would have somebody, I would have somebody upset him. I don't know about if I do it on Dark, but I'd have somebody upset him. Because he knows what that can do for your career. And then they start a feud. If you were called to do a run-in on someone else's podcast, what would your entrance music be? I used a couple back in the day. I used Knife Party Internet Friends. That was a funny one. And a Perfect Circle song. And then one time I used a Ryu Street Fighter 3, or maybe it was just a Street Fighter theme on an electric guitar, because for some reason I was listening to that when I wrecked and almost died. I don't know what the hell it would be. Probably that Thrifty remix that got made. With their focus on tag team wrestling, would it be a good idea for AEW to make a tag team tourney a major focus point in the year, similar to the G1's role for New Japan? Yeah, the only problem is you got to have everybody lose, but I think that's okay. If they did a tag league, it'd be one of the best tag leagues of all time. Yes, they should. Sean, I miss when cruiserweights got attention. How would you fix this grave injustice? Is it just get 205 Live on cable TV? Well, they ain't getting on cable TV. Nobody wants that TV show. I don't know if there's anything. They tried. They really tried. They tried with Austin Aries. They didn't like him. They tried with Enzo Amore. The situation happened. They tried even with Rich Swann, and he left. He shouldn't have, but he did. They tried with Neville. It did not work. They tried to put juice into that. Quite frankly, I think that that was worth a try, and now it's not worth a try. EC3 is 210 pounds, man. He's huge compared to everybody else. You don't need a cruiserweight division that much. I don't want to say cruiserweight division. Cruiserweight show. 1.5 million for Raw. Have WWE inadvertently made Wednesday nights the big wrestling night by counter-programming AEW? If they wanted to empty the clip to bump a couple ratings, do they even have bullets to fire? You mentioned Riddle Goldberg. That's it. The current roster, I can't possibly think of it. I cannot possibly imagine a WrestleMania main event of anybody on their current roster except Sasha and Bayley. That's the best they've got right now. And that right now, that's a SummerSlam main event. Eventually, is it a WrestleMania main event? Sure, I think so. Yeah, they've screwed themselves so much by making things not important. They got to make things important. Ray Callahan says, speaking of cruiserweights, AEW's had a lot that could run a cruiserweight division. Do you think they're setting up something like that? No, I don't think they are. He says, thank you for everything you do. Loving Select. I'm excited for this weekend with two pay-per-views. Hey, I appreciate it, man. I really do. And I appreciate all of you. I think these are more digestible shows with the question limit. Thank you all so much. Tell the people you like what we're doing here. Until next time. We got lots of news coming this weekend. We're out.